Target practice, U.S. troops to shoot down 500 confiscated Chinese drones in Florida training event. By Amy Furr on November 22, 2025. Hundreds of confiscated Chinese drones will be shot down during an upcoming U.S. military training event in Tampa, Florida. The state is providing the 500 quadcopter drones the United States Special Operations Command, SOCOM, will use as target practice during the event called Military Drone Crucible, The Hill reported Friday. The elite U.S. troop training, which will take place December 4 through the 6th at Camp Blanding, will cover how to fight enemy drones. President of the United States National Drone Association, USNDA, Nate Eckelbarger, said, it will be the largest counter-drone destruction event ever held in the United States. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's administration has slashed red tape to permit more drone production as the nation competes with Russia and China in the drone race, The Hill article said. In the final months of former President Joe Biden's time in the White House, his administration dismissed numerous drone sightings on the East Coast and suggested most of the reports were likely people mistaking legally operating helicopters or airplanes for drones, Breitbart News reported in December. At the time, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby did acknowledge that the sightings have highlighted a gap in the government's authority to deal with mysterious drones and other unidentified flying objects. He recommended that Congress pass legislation to expand counter-drone authority, the outlet said. Mexican cartels are increasingly using drones to monitor activity of U.S. Border Patrol agents at the border, Breitbart News reported in May. The article noted the cartels were reportedly exchanging human scouts, whom many times were minors, for the devices. The article continued. Mexican authorities continually seize drones ranging in size from small, inexpensive, personal use ones that can be purchased for a few $100s to more sophisticated drones that barely fit in the bed of a pickup truck. The larger payload capacity allows for heavier ordnance, increasing its lethality. Efforts to counter drones have been unsuccessful so far. It is unclear if the U.S. possesses technology to combat cartel drones or has any plans to assist Mexico with this endeavor. The following month, Breitbart News reported that a Chinese lab had created a mosquito-sized spy drone, noting that drones that could be mistaken for insects are a holy grail for the fast-growing surveillance robot industry.